From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Mitt Romney is now at least 146 delegates away from the Republican presidential nomination after winning beauty contests in Nebraska and Oregon. As Fred Knapp of NET News reports, Nebraska voters also chose candidates for one of the high-profile battles for control of the U.S. Senate.
Three high-profile Republicans were seeking the nomination for the seat being vacated by Democratic Senator Ben Nelson. In the end, State Senator Deb Fischer won the nomination. Declaring victory, Fischer contrasted herself to the Democratic nominee, former Senator Bob Kerrey.
We don't need the same type of person who supposedly is going to represent us in Washington. We need somebody different, somebody who's tough, somebody who's effective, somebody who is a Nebraskan.
Kerry's attempting to regain the Senate seat he left in 2001 when he moved to New York City to become president of the New School. For NPR News, I'm Fred Knapp in Lincoln, Nebraska.
In Washington, another debt ceiling crisis could be looming by the end of the year. NPR's David Wellness says House Speaker John Boehner is vowing to insist on spending cuts before agreeing to another increase in the nation's borrowing limit.
Shortly after Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner warned that the debt ceiling will have to be raised again, possibly by year's end, House Speaker John Boehner declared such an increase would have to be matched by spending cuts.
Allowing the debt ceiling to go up without addressing our fiscal challenge would be the most irresponsible thing that I could do.
But number two House Democrat Steny Hoyer warned against another debt ceiling showdown.
Increasingly, we're going to undermine the confidence in the United States by continuing this game on the debt limit. We've incurred the debts. We need to pay the debts.
Hoyer said more revenues from taxes are needed as well. David Wellman, NPR News, the Capitol.
The credit reporting agency TransUnion says credit card payments 90 days or more past due dropped to 0.73% in the first quarter. The rate is down from 0.78% for the fourth quarter of last year. U.S. Roman Catholic bishops have issued a statement criticizing the Obama administration's compromise on the birth control mandate. Bree Hall of the Archdiocese of Washington says an exemption for religious nonprofits that oppose birth control on moral grounds still falls short.
The issue is religious freedom. Secretary Sebelius's mandate defines religious ministry so narrowly that our Catholic schools, our universities, hospitals, and social service ministries do not qualify as religious enough to be exempt.
Meanwhile, Hall also says many Catholics are upset that Georgetown University has invited Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius to speak at an award ceremony. Georgetown is the oldest Catholic university in the nation. This is NPR News. A 1,700-acre wildfire located 85 miles north of Phoenix has moved away from summer homes in the mining town of Crown King, but the blaze is still being fueled by winds after destroying at least three structures. Another wildfire in Colorado near Fort Collins is about 5% contained. Dozens of homeowners there are being advised to prepare to leave at a moment's notice. Pakistan's president is invited to attend Sunday's NATO summit in Chicago. As NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Islamabad, the invitation comes amid efforts to get Pakistan to reopen supply routes for NATO troops in Afghanistan.
The spokesman for President Asif Ali Zardari called the NATO invitation unconditional, but it is seen as an inducement for Pakistan to reopen supply lines. Pakistan imposed a blockade in retaliation for U.S. airstrikes that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers in a border raid last November. Pakistan has demanded a formal apology. But in the absence of one, Pakistan appears to be looking down the road toward the Chicago summit, where decisions about the future of Afghanistan will be considered. With the country's civilian and military leaders endorsing the NATO invitation, Zardari is expected to attend. What is less clear is whether by next week Pakistan will have unblocked supply routes for allied troops next door. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Greek politicians meet again today to try to form a coalition to lead the country into another election next month. No party won a majority in the vote held earlier this month. The June election could also determine whether Greece will keep its membership in the Eurozone, a prospect that has rattled world markets. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.